Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks, or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.
I do think that it's imperative that they pivot and pivot fast, because they do. They have a stench on them. They got left at the altar by Aaron Judge, and there's no two ways about it, and we can spin it however we want. It hurts for the fans. It hurts for the organization, and they're going to have to do something about it. Let's talk to Jesse Rogers about it. He does a great job covering Major League Baseball. He's down at the meetings in San Diego, and he covers the Cubs as well, so he's the perfect guy to talk to about all of this. Make sure that you're following Jesse for every move at the winter meetings as well. At Jesse Rogers, ESPN, he joins us courtesy of the UMA guest line. Hi, Jesse.
How you doing? Good to be with you. Busy times, but glad to talk to you.
We'll just take a few minutes because we know things are crazy. But let's go back to yesterday and just how crazy that got. We had word from some insiders that Aaron Judge was coming. Then there was a retraction. Then there was an arson judge. And then, I mean, just things were going crazy yesterday. And then we woke up this morning, and I think it was Morosi who had it that he was going back to the Yankees. What a crazy, like, 12, 18 hours there.
Yeah, it really was. There was some realness to him visiting the Padres. I mean, the Padres are a storyline in baseball now. They've developed a good team, right? They have an owner that will spend. And, you know, I used to hear this a lot about Wrigley Field in Chicago. Like, everybody wants to play at Wrigley Field in Chicago. Well, literally everyone wants to play at Petco and in San Diego, because there's never a bad weather day. It's a gorgeous place to live. And the only thing is, players want to win. They want the stands full, and that wasn't always the case with the Padres. That has changed. I never thought Judge was going to, at the last minute, sign up with San Diego, but just the fact that the Padres are entertaining these kind of guys and might be in on one of these shortstops, it's amazing the turnaround this franchise has had. It was between the Yankees and the Giants. I was one of those that, in actuality, I predicted 10-370 going back to New York, so I wasn't that far off. Even though when I said it, I thought it was going to be too high. But at the end of the day, there was a nice little bidding war. The Giants are serious. They have a lot of money. So when I woke up and saw that by Morosi, good job by him, I wasn't shocked. You have one chance to be an iconic Yankee and get a monument and all this stuff. And yes, some players don't care about that, but most care about legacy. And if you're a Yankee and you're going to get paid that much and you're going to be forever remembered as the guy that hit 62, it would have taken a lot, probably more than money, you know, to move and pick up and go back home to San Francisco. There was a chance. I'm not saying it was an easy decision, but I wasn't shocked that he went back to New York.
So it was 9 years, 360. You were very close. There's a report out there that A.J. Preller in San Diego gave him one more year at 40 per, so 10 for 400. I also heard the Giants went to 10. Do we know it was the Yankee offer the one that got him ultimately, but did he leave offers on the table? Did the Giants specifically, from what you're hearing, go higher?
Yeah, I'm not hearing that they did, and if they did, it wasn't that much. So, like, a couple million here and there isn't going to sway a guy to pick up and leave the Yankees. I mean, I don't think he left like 40 or 50 million on the table, so I don't have it locked down. I think the Padres thing is true, but that seemed like just a Hail Mary type of deal. I mean, he's been debating between these two teams, then all of a sudden he makes a visit to the Padres at the last minute. That sounds like trying to up the ante, you know, for the Yankees or San Francisco. I don't think he was serious about coming to San Diego. So I can't tell you if he left money on the table. If he did, it wasn't that much, right? Because the numbers went through the roof with the Yankees, and he ends up taking it.
Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. you can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks. Or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
The great Jesse Rogers is joining us. He's covering the winter meetings in San Diego at Jesse Rogers ESPN. You cover the Cubs as well. So now the Giants pivot from trying to get Aaron Judge, where it's just a couple of teams in there, and like you said, maybe the Padres at the last minute. Now they jump into the pool potentially of shortstops, and Carlos Correa's name is coming up a lot. But I know the Cubs, who have been aggressive so far, even though Tom Ricketts isn't normally this way, all of a sudden Jameis Taillon's getting $68 million. They went in and taking a flyer on Bellinger. Sounds like they're in on Correa. They lost Contreras this morning. Where are the Cubs specifically on Carlos Correa?
Yeah, you know, differing reports on him. I've been more on Dansby Swanson than Correa. I think Correa has a massive deal to return to Minnesota. I would not be shocked if the Giants now make a play for him if after losing out on Judge. I haven't been as high on Correa to the Cubs as others. I'm more looking at Swanson, but I could be wrong. They've made offers to all these guys, and that's where I'll go back to. I don't think the Cubs' offer to Correa is the best. Now, could he leave money on the table, as we were just talking, come to Chicago? Absolutely. Because, you know, Chicago, Minnesota, where would you like to be, right? So there's a chance they've offered him less and he takes it. But if we're just talking pure money, I don't think the Cubs' best offer or Correa's best offer was from the Cubs. I think it's elsewhere. I think Swanson has a 50-50 chance or more of leaving the Braves. And at that point, it's at least 50-50 he comes to the Cubs at half the money that Correa and Turner are getting. Wow. And when you're just trying to build something, I think, you know, you got to be careful when you spend your $300 million. Look, the Cubs could be the Rangers if they wanted to be. But there's probably plenty of people that are like, what are the Rangers doing, right? They're really locking themselves into something here that not necessarily will be a winner. So I think the Cubs are taking a more balanced approach, and getting Swanson at 150, 160 would probably be worth their time more than Correa at 300. But I am open to being wrong because offers are already out there for all these guys.
That's interesting. So Correa's out there. Scott Boras guy, he signed a three-year, $105 million deal with the Twins, but he can opt out. So when you look at his average annual value, I mean, Judge got 40 this morning. Trout's at 35.5, and then Correa is right there at 35, Jess. So, I mean, what is it possible that Carlos Correa gets a deal bigger than Aaron Judge just got? Take a deep breath. Wait until you exhale. Did I knock
it's only like 27 for Turner.
There you are.
But it's the total,
can you start over again? Can you start over, Jess? We lost you at the beginning. Could he get a deal bigger than Aaron Judge, Correa?
Sorry about that.
It's okay.
Self-service bad in this hotel. What I was saying was I think Boras wants to get a deal that beats Turner, not necessarily Judge. He's not going to get a deal that beats Judge. But I think he wants to get more than $300 million to beat Turner. I mean, he could beat the AAV. It's only 27 for Turner because they spread it out. But it's not about the AAV, I don't think, for these guys. It's about the total package, right? Because at the end of the day, Turner's walking away with 300. Let's put it this way. I think 300 is the over-under for Correa. And I think the Twins would come close, if not get there. And I think the Giants would. I'm not sure that the Cubs will.
Jesse, real quick before we let you go, and I know you got to run in San Diego at the winter meetings. Who do you think is the next big domino to drop?
Did I lose you?
Yeah, we got you. Who do you think, before we let you go, who do you think is the next big domino to drop?
Bogarts. I think Bogarts back to the Red Sox is now heating up just this morning. I think that's going – the Red Sox have all sorts of pressure on them, all sorts of pressure to do something. And they signed Kenley Jansen. I think it's finally their turn to make some moves.
Great stuff. Jesse, thank you so much for a few minutes of your time. We really appreciate it.
You got it. Take care.
Yeah.
Interesting. He's saying Dansby Swanson's going to the Cubs.
And that's Jesse Rogers from the meetings. And based on what he just said, okay, so let's assume for a second Bogarts goes back to the Red Sox. It's tough to assume. Ask you me. I get it. But Bogarts to the Red Sox for a minute is what he just said. Dansby Swanson to the Cubs, and that leaves Correa, Minnesota, and potentially the Giants fighting for his services. But based on what he said, we're pivoting off a Judge. Based on what he said about Dansby Swanson being half as much as Correa, I would take Dansby Swanson in a minute over Carlos Correa and try to get Nimmo to play center field. And now Brandon Crawford's my second baseman. And what was one of their goals in the offseason? Up the middle defense. So now all of a sudden, you have Nimmo, you have Crawford, you have Swanson. And I don't know what you're going to do with Joey Bart, but then, you could trade for Sean Murphy. I don't know. But your up the middle defense, especially given the fact that there's no shifts next year, is greatly improved. Correa's better than Swanson. I'm not debating that. But defensively, Swanson's better. And he's not double better as far as the money concerned, 300 versus 150. If you just lost Judge, I think you have to judiciously
We got to get into this.
I would much rather have Swanson.
Well, at the price, Correa's a better player. I just it's a little bit like Alex Rodriguez versus Derek Jeter.
But I want to spend money.
So let's roll up our sleeves and get into this.
All right, great stuff from Jesse Rogers. He just gave us a ton.
Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks. Or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.